So you are a fitness professional and you're absolutely committed to helping people to be healthy, fit and strong, and you want to do that for people in the safest way possible, in the shortest period of time with the most effective exercise program. So you see people doing exercises that could hurt them, that could waste their time, that aren't doing what they think that that exercise is supposed to do for them. So they think the exercise is burning fat off a certain part of their body, or they're going to get strong in a certain part of their body by doing that exercise, and you know there's a better way to do it, and you just want to go and tell them, don't do that, it's a silly exercise, or don't do that, it could hurt you, or don't do that, it's going to waste your time. And the small or large challenge with that is that there are some people that just like to do stuff even though they know it's going to hurt their body. And the reason we know that is that people still smoke, even though nobody's going to tell you that smoking's healthy or it's good for your body or it's going to do wonderful things for their body, they still smoke. And they'd be really annoyed if you came up to them while they were smoking and said, you shouldn't smoke, it's bad for you. There are people that take drugs and they know that it could damage their body short and long term, and they still do it because they like the way it makes them feel. There are people that drink copious amounts of alcohol knowing they're going to be sick the next morning, but they do it anyway because they just want to. And exercise is the same. There are some people that, regardless of whether that exercise is safe or effective or it's actually going to work, they just want to do it anyway. And how annoyed would you be if somebody came up to you and said, don't do that, it's bad for you, whatever it is, and you really like to do it? So the challenge we've got is that rather than telling people what to do, because none of us really like to be told what to do, is how do we put ourselves into a position where people are actually going to ask for our help? So much easier when somebody comes up to you and says, I think I need some help with my exercise program. I'm looking for the safest, most effective way to get this particular result for my body. Could you please help me? Versus you going up to somebody and saying, don't do that, it's bad for you, and them getting really offended or annoyed with you. So what are the steps to making that happen? And the first most important thing is that we never make people feel silly. We never make them feel like they're lacking in intelligence. We never make them feel like they're doing the wrong thing. So the really important thing is to always look for a way to congratulate people, to praise them, to compliment them, to make them feel important and special rather than stupid. And that's one of the real big challenges with being a fitness professional on a gym floor, a personal trainer, is that as soon as you start telling people what to do, if they feel that they know what they're doing already or that they're really doing the right thing for their body, they will find you to be offensive or annoying, or you may break down the relationship permanently. So what do you do? So it always starts with a compliment. It always starts with praise. So if you see somebody doing something in the gym that you think might be hurting them or it's wasting their time, the best thing to do is compliment them. So how many times a week are you coming to the gym? How often do you train? How many sets do you do? How heavy do you lift? And you say, wow, congratulations. So few people have the commitment or the discipline or the focus to even come to the gym at all. And you're coming 5 days a week and you're doing 27 exercises. You're doing 3 sets of 10. You're obviously really committed to your exercise program. Can I just ask, do you feel really confident that your program's working in the best way possible for you? What is your number one health and fitness goal? Why do you want to achieve that? Where exactly on your body you're hoping to achieve that? What's the exact day, date and time that you're on track to achieving that goal? How will you feel when you achieve that goal? How will you feel if you don't? And do you believe that you are on track and are you getting the results that you want? Are you the person that gives you advice for your exercise program? Are you your own personal eating and exercise coach to help you get that result? And if you do have a fitness professional or a personal trainer to help you, what exactly are you wanting from them and what are they giving you? Now, that's of course the most beautiful set of questions on the planet because it gives you all the information that you need. And what happens now is you'll know whether that person believes they are an expert. They will tell you if they're getting the results that they want. They will tell you the time frame that they want to get the result in. If they already have a personal trainer or a sporting coach or an exercise physiologist or a naturopath or a doctor or somebody else could be their best mate helping them with their program, now you know. And if they want help, you've given them the opportunity to ask. Now, the beautiful thing is that when you ask people that set of questions, you're also showing that you care. You're not telling them that you're a smarty pants. You're not showing them that you're arrogant or that you think you know more than they do or that you're not trying to make them feel stupid. You are being respectful, you are being kind, and you're being caring. And what might happen is that even if that person believes that the exercise program that they're doing is getting the exact results that they want, you've now made them fully aware that there's somebody at their gym, in their personal training studio, wherever they're training, that actually cares about their exercise program. So that's a beautiful foundation. Now, the flip side of that is this person doesn't know what they're doing. They're randomly following some unknown program that they found on the internet or they found in a magazine, and they really do need your help and they would really love for you to help them out. But even then, you still don't want somebody to feel like they're stupid. This person could be a lawyer, they could be a doctor, an architect, an engineer. They're really smart people, but they just don't know about this particular area. So you standing there like some smarty pants telling them that they should do this and they shouldn't do that and this is bad for them and what they've been doing is stupid is still not going to make them feel good. So there's this great thing called assumed knowledge. You start all of your conversations with "as you would already know." Being a person who trains in the gym, being an intelligent person, being someone who's been on the planet for a little while, being somebody who's obviously been training their body for a long time, you would already know the safest, most effective way to train. Now, that's a great open question because they might say, "Well, actually, no, I don't." If they do say, "Yes, I do," if you've got anything to say, they'll be more open to listening to what you've got to say because you've treated them with respect and you've treated them with a person who's not stupid, or treated them as a person that's not stupid. You've treated them as a person who knows what they're doing. So there's another great question then, if you really want to help with the exercise because you really believe that the exercise that they're doing is going to hurt their joint or it's wasting their time or it isn't going to give them the result that they want. This great question that if there was a safer, easier, more effective way, more time-efficient way to get the result that you wanted, is that something that you'd want to have a chat about? Now, it's an open question. You say it with respect. You say it with kindness. And the person now has the opportunity to say, "Well, actually, no, I'm really happy with the program that I'm doing. Go away." Or really, "What would that be about?" And then you go back to the W questions, which is the outcome. A lot of people go through the process, but what they really want is the outcome. Now, if somebody loves going to the gym 5 days a week and they love doing 27 exercises and they don't care if they're going to hurt their joint, my question is, why would you want to change their mind? If you are passionate about something, if you believe in something, if you are convicted that this is the best way to do something, you don't want somebody to come along and preach at you or tell you what to do. So leave those folks alone. And if their exercise program is going to hurt them or waste their time or isn't going to be working, they need to find that out for themselves because they already believe that they're doing the right thing. So leave them alone. Best to invest time with the people that absolutely positively want to get the outcome. Now, those folks are open to, they don't really care about the process. They don't really want to do the exercise. They just want to get the outcome. So if you come along with a faster, safer, more effective way where they don't have to do as many exercises and they don't have to come as often and they're going to get a better result in a shorter period of time, and they're going to be so appreciative that you took the time to chat to them. But you can't go straight into, "Let me tell you what to do." Please go through the process of asking questions. Be the person that people can trust, they can believe, they can respect. And here's the big one, because you practice what you preach. You have a short exercise program. You have a safe exercise program. You're in peak physical condition. You're really positive and happy. Can you imagine somebody coming along telling you that you shouldn't smoke because it's unhealthy and they're overweight, they're out of shape, they're coughing and spluttering and they look like they're very ill, and they come along and tell you shouldn't smoke, it's bad for you? You'd probably find that very offensive because they're not talking from a place of experience. So please be the person, before you even think about giving advice or telling people what to do, stop and don't give advice and don't tell people what to do. But please consider that the best example that you can give or the best information that you can give isn't about what you tell people. It's what you do. It's the way you live your life. And if you're a person that just pops into the gym for 5-10 minutes, you do a couple of exercises, you work really hard, but you spend only a little bit of time, you do functional, effective compound exercises that don't waste your time, and you're in great shape, and then it's a bit, you'll find it really interesting because people actually come to you and say, well, I've just noticed that I spend 3 hours in the gym and you spend 3 minutes and you're strong and you're fit and you look fantastic and you're always positive and happy. Please, could you help me? And that's what really you want to get to. Rather than telling people what to do or how to do it, it's more important that they ask you, how do I do it? How will this work for me? So please be respectful. Please be kind. Please never assume that somebody is not as smart as you. Never assume that they're not absolutely committed to their exercise program and they certainly don't want your advice. And make sure you ask all of the questions that will give you the information about whether or not this person wants your help or not. And last but not least, remember that ego is when somebody makes you feel good. They say, please, can you help me burn fat? Please, can you help me lose weight? Please, can you help me? And you feel really good because you feel like they must believe you're really good at what you do. But ultimately, the genius is somebody that doesn't have an ego. They can take something really complicated and make it really simple to understand. And they actually want the person to understand it for themselves. So it might feel really nice when somebody wants your help and wants your advice. But ultimately, what you want is to get that person to make up their own mind. And when you ask the right questions, then remember the magic question is, if you were your own high performance eating and exercise coach, what advice would you give yourself? And if the person's giving themselves the right advice, then they actually don't need you. All they need you to do is hold them accountable to their goal, which is what a coach is for, that's what a mentor is for, that's what your training partner's for, so that that couple of extra reps in the gym that you thought you couldn't do by yourself, that's what that extra person is for, rather than someone to tell you what to do, to have someone to rely on, to have someone that, please tell me what to do and please tell me what to eat and please tell me what exercises to do. It might feel good for your ego, but ultimately, you want people to take responsibility for their own life. So please stop telling people what to do. Please be respectful of other people's intelligence. And most importantly, let's get people to think for themselves rather than telling them what to do.